Bam! All right, so
we're live.
We're live, buddy.
First podcast.
First podcast. Cheers,
what's
sir.
Hold on. What's this podcast called?
The Zach Attack Podcast.
Zach Attack Podcast. Hell yeah, buddy.
We are going. And right now we're just drinking some Bud Light. Lila, you want to say hi? My daughter's interrupting real quick. We're watching Enough, the final part, part one. Okay.
This is a shitty fucking movie.
This is a
I think this is the worst movie ever made, but it's also the funniest movie ever.
I love how women say it's empowering.
It's not empowering.
It is.
This movie gives women false hope.
Yes, baby. Yes, go. And yes, I am raising a daughter.
Right, no, but does this movie not give women false hope?
Yes, it does. It really does. And wait, hold on. Okay. What, Delilah? Stop running.
Scrub it.
No, I'm not. This is live.
We'll do it live. Fuck it.
I fucking hate how she... Her dad, who she's never met or she hasn't seen in fucking X amount of years, he gives her money because two guys threatened to kill him. That's
the only reason. Not that she was going homeless. Not that she was running away from the law. Not that she was running away from an abusive fucking marriage. It's just that two guys said, hey, we're going to fuck you up if you don't tell us who your daughter is. He's like, you know what? It intrigued my interest.
No,
what
is it? It piqued my interest.
It piqued my interest. So now I'm going to get involved. Here's a small envelope of money.
How much money is in the envelope?
About $50. And she buys a fucking house, two cars.
Three. I think it's three cars.
No, she buys the fully furnished house. She buys three fucking cars. She buys all this shit. She has an ungrateful daughter who is tired of moving.
I am sick and tired to death of moving. Now, if my daughter... Oh, she says that all the time.
This movie is just fucking horrible from beginning to end.
Okay, well, hold on. We're gonna commentate the final scene real quick. Right here. So, we can't play... I don't think we can have the audio, right? We can't have the audio playing?
Put the audio.
Okay.
But Slim makes herself present... That she snuck into his house and she's gonna kick his ass. Well, her whole point is that she's gonna kill him, right?
But that's murder.
Yeah, it's murder. She's gonna murder her fucking ex-husband or her husband. They're not divorced yet.
They're not divorced, no. And man to man. Woman.
Woman to man.
The fucking... The script sucks so bad too, man.
You sure that's fake?
I think a woman wrote it.
I think her and a man. Man to man. To man.
I'm sorry, I can't do this.
Can't do what?
Okay, so...
This, it's ridiculous.
She's in a tank top with... She's got, like, gloves on, right? With rings on.
She has wraps on.
With rings, though. She has rings. She stepped him once, twice.
Oh, daddy man.
That's not gonna do anything.
Uh-oh.
Coward,
right there. One, two. That's four slaps. That she hit him way more than he ever hit her.
She antagonized the whole thing
way more than he ever hit her.
He's defending himself. He takes a swing.
He hits her with the horrible punch.
The most.
I don't understand.
You want a shot?
No,
I mean,
no
this shots. Is carefully thought out.
I just drink this beer.
I'm taking
you
shots.
You say you do succeed. You beat me up or whatever.
Here. Four. Five. Five. That's five. And that's the one that busts his nose open.
This further pissed me off.
He swings and he misses.
Wildly, I might add. Six. That's six punches.
Self-defense is not...
You started. It's not self-defense if you started it. Slim.
Cake. You gotta say pie, man. Cake pie.
Her name is Slim. I don't even know what you're talking
no,
about.
No, but in the movie, they go, her and her best friend, they go cake, and she goes pie.
I know her as Slim, Zach. Just Slim.
You really think you're gonna kill me?
She's intended to it.
I told you. Self-defense.
It's not self-defense if you're attacking him. You broke into his house, and you're beating him up.
Your pistol was?
And she stole his property. She stole his gun.
That's Steph.
That's Steph.
You attacked me, I fought back. If something should happen,
is the most uncoordinated person I've ever met in my life.
Oh, he's not really a fighter. He's just an abusive.
I'm not a fighter either, but I'm pretty sure I would do a lot better than this.
Zach, I think she would have murdered you by now. I think she would have slapped you around, and you would have passed the fuck out, and she would have choked you. He did that.
But nobody would punch me. I'm a single parent in full custody. What, my love? Speaking of full custody.
Which is what he was, but she stole the baby.
She stole a baby.
Okay.
Yes, my love. Now she's raking his eyes. She's got her thumbs in his eyes. And he's choking her. Remember, Sensei taught her in that one day free trial program what to do
in the event that he fucking has her on the ground.
Can you hold it? And that's it. He's done. That's. Oh, wait. Part two.
Got it.
She thinks he's dead.
He thinks he's won! But you're laughing. And she's gonna kill him with this badass. What do you call that?
It's a cutting board, Zach.
It's a badass cutting board. Turn it around. That did not break.
It's a shitty ass cutting board.
Put it to ears.
If I would have broke, would you pick it up? Here, baby. Shh, listen to the friend.
What do you mean? What happened? He called her best friend. I can't do it. Kill him. He's never gonna stop.
Yes, kill him.
I know all that. I can't do it.
And a little bit
away. I'm not a killer.
The lamp's moving.
He hit her with the soft part of the lamp.
The shade.
He hit her with the shade.
Hold on to my voice. Right here. I love this part so much.
He's won.
But your smile
as sure as he's a coward, he'll kick you.
She drop toed hold him. One.
Can you check this out?
I don't know. Okay, now hold up. Whoever did that railing, like, it's fucking...
That shitty job.
It's a shitty job.
I'd sue the fucking contractor.
She barely tapped him.
And he just folded over. And now he's dead because of it.
And she throws all the evidence away because she's a murderer now.
In every sink, sink just melts.
It's a help me bag. And that's it. But I love him. I thought old Jupiter was almighty king of the gods. He's an insurance salesman. Alright, I say we do about 30 minutes. We got another fight scene coming up. We'll find another fight scene coming up. We can't have any dead air though, man. Talk.
You're not telling me to talk. Talk, bro. Oh, Jesus Christ, you're making this shit fucking awkward now, man.
Alright, well,
who would everyone? I don't give a fuck.
Shit, sorry.
Enough was the shittiest movie I've ever watched in my fucking life.
I must say, that would be honest.
Another fucking shitty movie is the movie Twister.
Oh, Twister! No, I was gonna say Obsessed.
It's so shitty, it's good. Because I can watch it over and over again just because of how shitty it is.
He takes out his bottle. He walks out.
He's
naked.
All fucking drunk. He sees a tornado and he fucking tells the tornado, because he's all drunk, he's all cocky, take a drink. He throws the bottle to the fucking tornado and it never hits the fucking ground. Well, according to that fat fuck,
who's dead?
Is he dead?
He's really dead. Overdose.
Fuck him.
Is he here? Then fuck him. Cheers, buddy.
Cheers.
Is he here? No. Fuck then him. Fuck him. Oh, shit.
Aw, Charlie.
You ever see Million Dollar Baby?
I don't care for movies like that.
What do you mean? Like good movies? Like really good movies? That's fine.
Was it really a good movie?
It's a great movie.
I never seen it.
You should watch it.
I'll think about that next time. Where's it at? Is it on Netflix?
I just passed it.
Didn't even pay attention.
Alright, what was
it? Put on the wife's calling.
Oh, put on speaker. She's on the line right now.
Hello? My name is Matthew. I just got this extra now, buddy. Let me check.
So right now, he's on the phone with his wife.
Yes. Hold on. Let me read them all.
Uh-oh, she sent him text messages. This is, it's probably where I should probably pause it, but I'm not going to.
I really don't give a fuck, so stop, fuck it. I brought COVID more than fucking 60 people will be attending Christmas night.
So I don't know what movie to put on right now. This is the first podcast which we are unprepared for, but I think we're doing pretty good. We're just talking, watching. This is what we do. We drink, we watch movies, and we just bullshit. I really don't know.
Okay, but why'd you have to make it a big deal? As in, why'd you even ask about COVID? You just said you did.
Right, I'm gonna pause you.
You just said you brought up COVID and she's how many people you had at your wedding and stuff like that. No, okay, I'm asking you. Okay, text me then. What? No, why would you even have to say that? Don't, because you're fighting with over there, to start fucking fighting with me. Jesus fucking Christ, man. Let's take this.
Not there. My room. So, usually what we do is we drink and we watch clips of movies or clips or whatever, and we just start talking shit, which is what we're doing. However, of course, you got a wife, you got a girlfriend, whatever, you know, you're gonna have some problems. So, pretty sure this is going on right now. We are not prepared. We were not prepared to record an episode, the first episode, which I'm pretty sure fucking sucks as of right now. But we're going to keep going. You know, you can only get better as you progress. You got to build some content, which is what we're doing. This is the first episode. It's going to go out live. We're going to put it up there. And we're going to, you know, keep going and building better. As of right now, we... that's my daughter yelling, if you can hear that. We really don't know what this podcast is going to be. I think we're just going to get together and talk shit. That's pretty much the basis of it, which it's pretty much the best you could do is just get together with your buddies and talk shit. Just make some bullshit. But like I said, we don't have a basis for it. So, we might delete it, but I don't think we are. I think we should just put it up there right away. You okay, buddy?
Yeah.
Do me a favor. Can you walk over there and turn off that light and that light, please? Because my bill's already fucking high as shit. My daughter needs her fucking lights on. She thinks I'm made of money, which I'm not. I'm not made of money. Unless this podcast takes off.
I hope it does, brother.
What happened, buddy? You want to talk about it or no?
Not really.
He does not want to talk about it. All right, well... You know what? Here. What are we going to do? We're going to watch some fights. We're going to watch some UFC. Oh! Look at them. Joe Biden, Kamala Harris, Barack Obama, Michelle Obama. They're going to be at the Democratic National Convention.
Everyone at Rebel Combs is driven to serve.
Oh shit, my TV fucked up. We're gonna watch some fights and we're gonna comment on them. Our take, because every time we watch fights, me and my friends, we're always fucked up. So, in our mind, it happened differently. So, when we finally watch them sober, which I'm not saying we're sober now, but whenever we do watch them like sober or like a different frame of mind, they're always different. Like the last time we saw Cody Garbrandt against Dominic Cruz, me and my buddy were like, oh shit, all Cody did was drop Dominic Cruz and that's all around him, which he didn't. Cody Garbrandt fucking dropped him like 3 or 4 times in the last round and danced, think twice or 3 times in the last round. But in our minds, when we saw it the first time, we were like, shit, oh, he's, because we're fucked up. We're like, all he's doing is fucking dancing and knocking him down, which again, it wasn't what happened. And we finally see it again. We're like, oh shit, maybe we should not say like what we think. But so that's why when we watch fights now and we're in a different frame of mind, not live, I guess, it comes out different. And if we get my TV to work right now, it'll come out different. Yeah, nothing's happening right now. So let me unplug this real quick. I'm gonna carry the weight until Josh is ready to get back on. The thing that sucks though is that when you're watching fights live, like I said, you don't catch the shit when you watch it again. Is it could be a totally different fight when you watch it again. And like I said, which is what happened. I'm trying to get my buddy to take a shot, but he don't want one. So I'll take one right now. I don't want to pause it though, because then I'm going to start all over. Well, if you don't want to talk about it, don't say anything.
No. Put out something we can talk about.
That's what I'm trying to do, but you're over here being silent and shit.
I'm sorry, I have to take care of some business.
Business? You mean family matters?
Whatever you want to call it. It always costs money, so I fucking call it business.
That might be the most amazing thing you've ever said in your life. Do you family matters? No, it always costs me money, so it's business.
It's fucking true, man. Fuck. Everything my wife fucking argues with somebody, gets into with somebody, it costs me fucking money.
Your wife's arguing with somebody?
With her brother and her fucking sister-in-law, or soon-to-be sister-in-law. We're supposed to be fucking witnesses to this fucking wedding, and my wife is a hothead, like her father, so she gets feisty, starts asking questions, not in a comforting way, like, just in a straight up manner, and people get offended. So they start talking back more. I was like, wait, I'm just talking.
I am the same way.
But it's more than just talking.
I'm the same way. People ask me questions like rude. I'm like, hey, you could have said that much nicer. You know, like you could have.
No, I get it. I'm behind my wife in this whole fucking thing. It's just the fact that, like, right now it didn't cost me money, right?
Uh-huh.
But if we were further along in this process, it would have cost me money. So, I don't know, man. Like,
just, but hey, we're live or not? You don't want to talk about it? We don't want to talk about it.
I'm fucking talking.
Dude. Oh, go ahead. Go talk. What are you talking about?
No. Put something else on.
Okay.
Let's talk about something.
Cody
Garbrandt.
Ah shit! What, Lila? Put him down. You want to say hi?
Yeah.
Well, we're live right now. Okay, baby. Hey, give me about 5-10 minutes, baby. I'll play with you, okay?
She's saying, watch me balance this stuffed animal on my head.
Yeah, Lila is walking a tightrope all the way from her room. She's got it. And she made it! All
right, so back to this fight. Cody Garbrandt was a fucking savage. Even though he lost twice to fucking TJ Dillashaw, he's fighting this guy Munoz, who is a savage too. I think Cody's better than this guy, but this guy can just take a bigger punch. If Cody was a lot more fucking technical with his fighting, he could have won this fight hands down. Because that guy's slow as fuck.
Oh, dude, it's just because Cody gets too emotional. Wait, Lila. One, two.
But why are we talking about old fights? There's no newer fights.
Get over there. Get over there.
Go to ESPN Plus.
No.
Not you. No, we're not gonna record. We're not gonna stop. This is live. We're doing it live. It's a shitty.
Fuck it.
It's a shitty podcast. We're doing it. This is the first episode. I don't
go to ESPN Plus. You can watch a lot of fucking old fights. Let's watch. Stop. Let's watch that fucking.
What that means? What that means?
I'm listening.
Let's watch. Let's watch that fight that's been controversial in the past week. The fucking Sean O'Malley versus.
I think he really fucked his leg up.
Well, let's watch it and give our fucking opinions on it.
Stop. No more. Stop it. You want some ice cream?
Right, we're experiencing technical difficulties.
My daughter, it's what happens when you're a single parent in full custody. I mean, your daughter just comes and just starts bringing all her fucking toys out and wants you to throw them at her. That's what happens. This is what Joe Rogan doesn't have to go through. Alright, you know what? Hold up. Stop this. Stop, 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 stop. Stop.
Need a president who brings people
the fuck
from
did it go?
All faiths together to tackle a challenge.